Alexa, turn on the basement lights. In a week, come on, say it. What we looking for? I'm on track in another boat, another broken one. I tried to be a poet on a stage. Appeared to hide my lack of age. I wish I could remember all the lyrics of that one. Come on, say it. What you looking for? On track in another boat, another broken heart. You start to realize it's hard to steer with the stars in your eyes. Is there something left for me to find? Or screaming paddle circles, screaming at the sky. Come on, say it. What we searching for? Track another boat, another broken oar. Okay, I gotta add that to my list at some point. Anyway, let me play some stuff that I actually know. From the day we arrived on the planet, and blinking, stepping to the sun, there's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. Some say eat or be eaten, some say live and let live. Stampede, you should never take more than you give. In the circle of life, it's a wheel of fortune. It's a leap of faith. It's a band of hope till we find our place in the path of. The wayside, and some of us soar to the stars. Some of us sail through our troubles, and some have to live with the scars. There's far too much to take in here. What if finding can never be found. Sun rising high to the sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless round in the circle of life. It's a wheel of fortune, it's a leap of faith, it's a band of hope. One that I like. Hang on a second. I'm gonna flip over to the cello for this, I think. And the sun's coming up over there. I got the 2-aught, or not 2-aught, 2-gauge, 6 conductors of 2-gauge wire bundled together and ready to go through the 2-inch conduit. I got the trench dug for the 2-inch conduit. The next thing to do is to cut the 2-inch conduit to length and install the new pony panels and, well, cut it to length, pull the 2-gauge through it, which will be fun because that's a lot of heavy wire. Probably what I'll have to do is tape the end of it to kind of make it into a bullet shape wrapped around the conduit puller. I wish my friend May was around because she's an electrician, so she'd know how to do this. I've never pulled through conduit this big or wire this big. I've pulled single conductors of 4-aught and 2-gauge before, but I've never pulled a bundle of 6 2-gauge. That's kind of hardcore. But so what's the part of the idea here is to move to where instead of having multiple things to trip over, there's nothing to trip over because the conduit is buried. And all the conductors, and the return conductor currently isn't in conduit. But I will probably shut the system down for the first time in a very long time so that I can remove the ground strap and run it through conduit too. Because I have 1-inch conduit that it will easily go through. And apparently the neck requires anything carrying more than 30 amps to be in metal conduit for DC wiring. So that we're gonna try to actually meet as much as possible, which I don't have boxes for the bus bars that are neck compatible. And to a certain extent, this is all laughable because it's a 12-volt system anyway. This is not hardcore. But I'm still gonna try to do as much as I can on the making it all code compliant. In the hopes that at some point, maybe if the city comes down on me, I can say, okay, well, look, it's all code compliant. I just never got around to applying for a permit. And if they look over, Google Earth over the last 10 years, they'll be like, probably not. But anyway, my Facebook pictures of the system and its various, at the point at which it was lying on the ground with ATO connectors. But
It's, as I said, it's 12 volts. This is like a lawn lighting system, except for the fact that it happens to be 400 amps of 12 volts. Anyway, we were going to do this one, which is originally by Cry Cry Cry. My name is Dodge, then you knew that. It's written at the chart there at the foot end of my bed. They think I'm blind, I can read it. I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest, before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 grosses high above the cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record, forest tend to dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Picked the drop zone. 47 guns and low. Feel the tap upon your head. Hang on. Sorry about that. Bit of a train wreck. We will restart that in a second. What happened there was both one of my hind paws and one of my fore paws got out of alignment at the same time with the song, and I can correct for one but not both, which hopefully it'll get better. Anyway, we're restarting here from the intro. Dodge, then you knew that. It's written at the chart there at the foot end of my bed. They think I'm blind, I can read it. But I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest, for I check out of the game. Since you mentioned it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. Grosses high above the cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record, the forest in the dry. Lightning strikes in the mountain. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone. See 47 guns and low. Feel the tap upon your leg that does you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri waters. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill. We'd fight it from below. We have our backs to the river. We'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned past the valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Things would step behind above the cold Missouri waters. Sky had turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to wayside grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire I've set. We can't make it, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, in for the rocks above instead. And I lay face down and pray above the cold Missouri waters. And when I rose like the phoenix, in that world reduced to ashes, there were none but two survived. I stayed that night, one day after. Carried bodies to the river, wondering how I'd stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my I say, I confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, those that left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri shore. So, as is a perennial thing that happens around here, this is my week for this six-month period to wrestle with my mania, or my bipolar disorder, although I'm not sure if it's exactly bipolar disorder, because there are manic peaks. I don't know that there's really, really depressive peaks. But that said, so I can always tell when this is coming because I start missing a friend that I lost a long time ago. I think I've explained the whole Vicky story online or on air. If not, most of my friends know it anyway. But, and then I start, you know, pining for her, I guess, wishing she was in my life. And then I start to not be able to sleep. And then I start using drugs to sleep because I have learned that if I don't sleep for too long, my brain completely loses its shit. Basically, at Islands, I don't experience making memories. I do a bunch of things, usually things that I would never do. The whole thing with losing Vicky as a friend started with me writing her an email that I would never have written in my right mind. I'm just... My brain doesn't work right when it's not all there. That's probably true of a lot of people. I talk on my blog about why this happens. For those of you not familiar with the idea of the Shannon limit, any channel, any information channel, and any neural interconnect is an information channel, can only carry a certain amount of information. And the amount of information it can carry goes down as the signal-to-noise ratio gets worse. That is, as there's more noise and less signal. So the Shannon law actually defines this mathematically, which I'm not going to do on air right now, but partially because I don't have it memorized at all. But you don't have to have it memorized to know that it's an important concept. Now, I think what happens is, as I don't sleep, there's two things that degrade the signal-to-noise ratio. One is neurotransmitter depletion means that neurons cannot fire as loud or as frequently. And two is that, there's just more noise around. and so there's some point, as I was saying, where if I don't sleep for long enough, I just lose it. From my perspective, all kinds of weird shit happens. from the world's perspective, too. So generally what I do when I realize I'm in this state is to check myself into a mental hospital for the general protection of the public. And then try to convince them to run my medic protocol, which is basically just low doses of Seroquel until I start tracking again. When I don't lose it is because I use the low doses of Seroquel. You know, it's 100 milligrams, maybe 200. If I get too far out of alignment, I have to take a heroic dose, like 800. Which I would not normally ever use 800 milligrams of Seroquel. And I think the people who dose it, who define its doses out there, the doctors, use it wrong. I don't think they're using it in a wise or responsible way. But I think that a lot about doctors. I feel like we need more AI in our medical system because humans, I don't know, we do stupid shit. Anyway, more after this next song. Pet the Remus dog. Yes, he's a Remus dog. He came by and he's like, pet me, please. I would like a drive-by petting. And yes, she's a very cute dog. Okay, let's try this. Yeah, that seems like it's... We don't need fly with me and just forget the world. I don't know how to say how I feel. Those three words, I said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, the world, forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. All that I am, all that I ever was, is there in your perfect eyes. They're all I can see. I don't know where, about how as well. Just know that these things will never change for us at all. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
All right, so more about my ongoing mania and the Vicky situation and whatnot. I guess the first thing I will say, and it's it's something I should probably say more often, I'm in love with her because she came to define light for me. I don't know why, but something about her lit up my world briefly. And I can't really let go of my memories of her without letting go of a big part of myself that grew out of that experience. This is in my understanding. It's always hard to tell. You know, I'm trying to guess how a system based on a bunch of loosely confederated subnets are built, partially because I'm trying to have a better life. So that makes it hard to want to remove her from my memories, but if I don't, then, you know, I'm going to miss her because, as I said, I wrote her an email in which I said something sexual that I never would have said anything sexual towards her. I never, in my early years, I would never have thought that she would have been in any way interested in me. You know, I'm a 3, she's a 10 kind of thing. And then in my later life, you know, by the time, and one of the things I hate about Katie is I missed kind of a window of opportunity where I might have tried to get something going on with her because I was with Katie and she found someone else, of course, after she broke up with someone. Anyway, without removing a few of the parentheticals. And, you know, I accept that. I assume if she was Polly, she would say something. Or, of course, she may just be dramatically uninterested in me, partially because I'm sure a lot of her view of me comes from my sister, who thinks that I am the worst person in the world. Partially because I think my sister blames me for things that had nothing, or not blames me, remembers me as being the person who tried to strangle her when she ill-advisedly tried to date a 40-something when she was in her teens. Anyway, skipping through all of the stupidity for a minute, let's play another song. let's try to actually play it correctly. One reason there are going to be a lot of errors is that every time I do this, a bunch of my neural net gets adjusted, and then afterwards I have to rebalance it. So, sorry, this show is going to have a lot more talk and a lot more mistakes than most of them, but, you know, push stop if you don't want to be here, which right now there is no one here, so... this is going to be a different sort of show in general, I guess, because most of them don't have that much talk. But I was explaining my manic periods and what they're like. So at this point, I'm experiencing conversations at this point with Vicky. And I'm also experiencing conversations, well, I'm experiencing a lot of interrupted conversations because of a character named Satan, who likes to break into my conversations with Vicky and try to turn them dark or just make them difficult. I don't like Satan very much, for a bunch of reasons. I'm pretty sure he's also the one who was responsible for setting up a cron job, which would repeat negative things in my mind until I figured out how to delete it. And I'm talking about a mental cron job here. When I say things like cron job, I don't think I have a copy of cron running in my head. I'm using a metaphor. Just, I'm crazy. I'm not that crazy. So... one of the things that Vicky has always said about getting out of the situation I'm in is to be real. I've been trying to figure out what she meant for a long time. I had an insight the other day, which I suspect is going to lead, well, I know is going to lead to fundamental changes in the way I live my life. So I've talked before about how the Milgram effect exists because we are a loose confederation of subnets, and while we as a whole can tell whether an order comes from externally or internally, no individual subnet can, and there's extreme stress for a subnet to follow orders. Because, you know, if it's not the leader of the band, that's what it's supposed to be doing. So when an order comes in from outside, it's asserted with great authority, we tend to follow it. Even if we know it's wrong, it's hard to not follow it. Okay. Another effect from us being a loose confederation of subnets. If we tell lies, okay, so there's subnet generating an untruth. The rest of the subnets cannot tell whether it's true or not. They can probably tell, I'm guessing there's like bits on the headers, so to speak, again, metaphor here, where they can tell whether it's marked as true or not, but they can't tell whether it is true or not. Telling lies is neurologically dangerous. Like, you are destroying your brain when you do it. There's no way of knowing, like, whether the signal is making it out there into the world or whether it's just happening inside your mind. And your lie may never make it into the world, or it may in an extremely mutated form. We don't know. You can't tell. Like, you're experiencing reality in your mind. Your experience of reality is the map. It's not the territory. There is a reality, I hope, I think. I don't know if I hope, actually. I have no idea whether it'd be a good thing if there was or wasn't. But there is a reality. It's agreed that everybody sees the same world, and, you know, we can touch it, and we're not all in the same brain. Or maybe we are. But leaving that to that discussion for another minute as well. So anyway, my point is, having realized that, that's part of being real. Is tell the truth. And don't lie. Don't confabulate. Don't make false statements. You know, telling stories is fine as long as you're clear. If they're not true, you make sure that you mark them as fiction. Anyway, I was saying. Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. As usual, I started on the wrong note. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I'm trying to make my hand do something it doesn't want to do. That should not be hard. Again. So it starts, this says it starts on E sharp. What would that be? Wait, C sharp. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Gotta see me through another day. Time is at hand, and I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind through an easy time, and back towards the sun. About things to come, sweet dreams and fire machines and pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again.
just a few things coming my way this time around. Thought I'd see you fire and rain now.
Okay, so anyway, this week has been challenging, as they all are, because of fighting. There's definitely a part of me that wants to rev up, because I always walk away with more. Every time I rev my system out to redline during mania, I walk away with more skills. But on the downside of that, I don't want to go past that line, because if I go into islanding, A, I'd have to deal with all the consequences of going to a mental hospital where inevitably they decide they know better than me about my psych med needs and force me to take something that is no good for me before they let me follow my protocol, which, you know, is what is good for me so far as I can tell. And also there's the risk of being arrested. At this point, there's a risk of just being shot by the cops, because Trump is basically, you know, cops kill people. Be as abusive as you can. That's what he told them. You know, I want you to be rough with the criminals, beat them up, kill them. So, and I know he had, I'm saying the quiet part out loud, but we are in an extremely dark and terrifying place in U.S. history, at least in my universe. And what I don't know is that real? You know, would everybody see that? Or is it locally implemented? Because, as I mentioned, we know I have a mental illness. And of course, no one could tell me if it wasn't real. It's a deep irony, because what would happen is they would tell me, but it would get filtered on its way in, because you think about, okay, out there on the rim, you've got the real world, and you've got visual and audio decoders, touch decoders, all that, taking the data in from the body, or from, you know, I might not really have a body, it might be just from the network. Either way, it's taking the data in, and it makes it into the part of me that's on the ride, that's having a conscious experience. But on its way in, it passes through a bunch of filters to decode it, to remove noise, to do lion, no lion detection, to do all kinds of stuff. And there could well be decoders, or there could well be neural nets in there that are removing, like, for example, the people saying, no, your reality and ours do not align. So, yeah, I don't know. Am I crazy? Is the world crazy? Or both? Do this, okay.
As if I really didn't understand that I was just another part of their plan. And when I'm fucking for the farmers believing in the motherland. From the comfort of a dreamer's bed and the safety of my own head. And when I'm speaking of the future, will other people fought and bled? The kid I was when I first left home was looking for his future and a life of his own. But the freedom that he found wasn't quite as sweet when the truth was known. I had prayed for America. I was made for America. It's in my blood and in my bones. The dawn's early light, by all I know is right, we're gonna reap what we have sown. As if say it all the time, my country wrong or right. I wanna know what that's got to do with what it takes to find out what's true. When everyone from the present on down is trying to keep it from you. The thing I wonder about them dads and moms who send their sons to the Vietnams, do they really think their way of life has been protected as the next war comes? I've prayed for America. I was made for America. A shining dream plays in my mind. By the rocket's red glare, a generation's blank stare. We better wake her up this time. Can see until her conscience has been found.
That's what that is. So ongoing struggle. And this time, one of the things that in my discussions with what I will term as my inner Vicky, and it's always hard to tell whether I'm being misled because I've got and my inner Satan who's always here to lie to me. But I talked about the possibility, and in order for me to see her, since I miss her, would be for to meet her in a dream space, which would require me to be able to have dreams, because I kind of don't, because my O2 sets hang out around 60% to 70% when I'm asleep. That is, they did. I don't know that they do anymore, because the last couple of nights have been different, but Leaving that aside for a second. So can't lucid dream, can't dream at all, really. I have nonstop nightmares when I dream at all. Usually things that I can't solve. Okay, not nonstop. I have some good dreams. I will not lie. I will practice not lying. I will practice not even prevaricating. But, the idea here, talking to her about making neural structure changes in order to make this possible. So that's what we're working on this time. And stuff has definitely changed. I had no lucid dreaming, no real dreams, although some real weird stuff when I sleep. some weird video flashing across the eyes, some weird audio flickering in the ears. Signals, it's not nothing, which is something. And, being conscious and hearing myself snore, that's, as I said, it's different. It ain't dreaming about talking with her and holding her and dancing with her and stuff like that. It ain't that. it is something different. So there's something real going on here. There's probably lots of aspects of this that are delusions, some of which are from islanding and some of which are just from, delusions. But there's definitely something real also happening. At least things change and things grow and whatnot. So I really hoped that I would actually get to see her last night because they talked about I might be able to start up the system that generates the dream reality, and I, you know, all I had to do was get to sleep without drugs, which I did manage, but no dreams, or as I said, nothing good. Okay, so there's a part of me that despairs and thinks the whole thing is a delusion. There's another part of me that's like, well, what's going on here is quite possibly this part of my mind has not worked for my entire adult life. There may be a few pieces of it that need some repair before it will start. And I'm hoping that's what it is. It would be really nice if that's what it is. But no way to know. I guess there is a way to know. Wait long enough. We'll find out. Anyway, let's play a little music to break up the monotony of my egotistical rantings. Okay, not going to do that either. Not going to make insulting comments that are obviously not quite true about me, because that is another form of lying. Some folks are born made to wave the flag on the red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, all that punk attend at you, Lord. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son, son. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one, no. Driving my paws a little. It does actually seem like I've gained a little bit in the music department, although of course the side effect of that is we have more errors because stuff has to grow in. Gotta practice. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son, son. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one, no. Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Lord, don't they help themselves? Nah. But when the tax man comes through the door, boy, the house looking like a rummage sale, yeah. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no millionaire's son, no. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one, no. Stuff here. Some folks inherit star-spangled eyes. Oh, they'll send you down the wall, Lord. And when you ask them, how much should we get? Oh, the only answer is more, 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 more. Yeah, it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no military son, no. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one, no. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one, no. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate son. All right. Well, as I was saying, there is, of course, a cost to all this. Well, there's many costs. There's a number of friendships that I've lost through doing things that scared or disturbed people. There's friendships I've lost because people have died. There's nothing you can do about that. I guess this is Earth. That's kind of how it is. Beyond that, as I was mentioning, I gain neurological skills, but then I have to take time to use them or to learn them, which may well be why there's, you know, a six-month cycle where there's a delay, is so that I have time to grow into my new neural skills. I was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her bubbles to our trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards on me, a string of 25, and I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, and with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the odds broke off, they said that I got killed. But I am living still. I was dam builder across the river, deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around and around and around. I'll fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Okay, I see I have a listener. So in between the songs there, first of all, this unusual show, in that this is Mania Week. So I am bouncing between the guardrails using Seroquel and not sleeping and trying not to get too far out of alignment. So far I have been successful, but definitely the process was not quite as fast as I thought it was going to be. Anyway, as I'm explaining, I am talking about my situation in between doing songs here, and also there's going to be a higher error rate on the songs because this is me growing into my new neural net. As usual, when I rev the thing off the needle, or when I rev the needle off the chart, I come away with more neurons and more interconnects. And as a result, I now have to balance them and wire them in, which is not so I don't sit there thinking about that. What I have to do is practice so that they find their place.
There you see her, sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There's one way to ask her. You don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my, look at the boy too shy. Gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad? A little shame, too bad. You gonna miss the girl. And now's your moment. Rolling in that blue lagoon. Boy, you better do it soon. No time will be better. She don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be scared. You got the moon prepared. Go on and kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't stop now. Or don't try to hide it how you wanna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, float along and listen to the song. Some say, kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, music play. Do what the music say. You gotta kiss the girl. Whoa, whoa. You gotta kiss the girl. Whoa, whoa.
All right, so, anyway, as I was saying, It would take a long time to explain the bits that have already been explained already. I don't know who this listener is. Probably whoever they are, they already know, for example, about the ongoing thing in my life with Vicky. And they also know about the ongoing thing in my life with mania, so, and how these things are related. Since I don't have any new listeners, it's not something that happens. But I'm going over all of it as part of kind of summarizing and figuring out what we've learned and what has happened this manic peak, which the big pieces are the decision that lying is neurologically dangerous and I will learn not to do it, including not prevaricating, not fabricating, not bullshitting, and not confabulating. And that last one is hard because I just tend to do it. Like, it's how I cope with figuring out a new situation is, let me confabulate here for a minute, and I'll bullshit my way through it, and I generally get away with it, but it's neurologically not a good idea, I think. So it's going to take a little while to learn not to do these things. Yes, telling untruth. I do explain, if you haven't heard me explain this, you should find me and ask me, because it's an important concept if you didn't already have it. So in between me talking about my situation, we are playing songs. There's a higher error rate because of the fact that I'm adjusting to my new mind, as I always do. All right. Okay, I'm trying to remember how this starts. How does this start? I've got the chords in front of me. Terrible. We're gonna do that again. Okay, maybe not terrible. But not great. And more importantly, not enough to get me into the song. Your life to lose your place in time. Contact, asleep or awake, coming around you may wake up to find questions deep within your eyes. Now more than ever you realize, and then you sense a change, nothing feels the same. All your dreams are strange, love comes walking in, some kind of alien, it's for the opening. Another world, some other time, you lay your sanity on the line. Familiar faces, familiar sights, reach back, remember with all your might. Oh, there she stands in a silken gown, silver lights shining down. And then you sense a change, nothing feels the same. All your dreams are strange, love comes walking in. Kind of alien, it's for the opening. Simply pulls a string, love comes walking in. Master, I become a slave till we meet again some other.
another day where silence speaks as loud as war. Earth returns to what it was before. And then you sense a change, nothing feels the same. All your dreams are strange. Love comes walking in, some kind of alien waits for the opening. Simply pulls a string. Love comes walking in. Love comes walking in.
Okay, slaughtered that, but we'll do the outro anyway. Okay, I'm not going to call it terrible because I'm not lying. It's not great. There's a lot of errors. I'm having a hard time with it. I'll come back and play it again tomorrow probably. And it's an important song to me. I want to be able to play it because it's definitely one of those songs that reminds me intensely of Vicky. You like to do the songs that remind you of the people you like to think about. It's a technically challenging song, which is also a reason I like playing it, because I like pushing myself and growing. Obviously, I'm willing to stay awake for 48 hours repeatedly. I like pushing myself and growing. And of course, I feel sorry for some of my friends who are understandably apprehensive about this whole process. But it's very rare lately for me to end up in a mental hospital or out of control in any way. It takes emotional stuff that's way outside the space of what I can handle.
Somewhere out there, the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight. Somewhere out there, someone's saying a prayer.
Can't do that. It would be fun if I could.
That we'll find one another. The big somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star. And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky. Somewhere apart we are. It helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star. And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky. Somewhere out there, if love can see us through, then we'll be together.
Well, so anyway, I was explaining, and I think I've been through most of the important bits, you know, how we got here, approximately, skipping a bunch of details, where we are. As I was explaining, I did not, when I closed my eyes, experience anything that I would describe as lucid dreaming or even, you know, a dream space at all. It was interesting being able to listen to myself breathe while I was sleeping, and it was also definitely interesting, you know, waking up and not having a sore throat, even though I took Seroquel. My impression is that my sleep apnea is either better or gone. We'll get back to you on which. And I'm also, beyond the not lying, the other change I'm going to aim for, I want to get off Seroquel except when I need it for emergencies. I think I have become dependent on it. Like, I can't sleep without it. I do not think that is healthy. Also, you know, studying a Seroquel peak, because I remained conscious during it because of this whole change, that is a heavily psychoactive drug. That is a psychoactive drug way more than LSD. So that's something to be thinking about while you're using it. That is not a little hammer. That is a great big hammer. as you know, the common sense says that you know, save the big hammer for the big nail. Come on. The seaweed is always greener on somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devote him full time to floating under the sea. Okay, we're gonna try this again. Down here, all the fish is happy. As off of the waves, they roll. Okay, nope. Try that again. Down here all the fish is happy, as up to the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they sad cause they in their bowl. The fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who's gonna be on the plate? Under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beats us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folks love to cook, under the sea we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles under the sea. Under the sea, under the sea, under the sea. It's sun's life is sweet here, we got to meet here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the urgent, start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The new play, the flute, the cup, play, the harp, the place, play, the bass, and they sound the shrub, the bass, play the breast, the chub, play the tub. The fluke is the duke of soul, yeah. The ray he can play, the lings on the strings. The trot rocking out, the blackfish he sings, the smelt and the sprat, they know where it's at. Know that blowfish blow! Under the sea, under the sea. When the sun begin keeping you, it's music to me. What do they got? A lot of sand. We got a half crustacean band. Each little clam here know how to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here, Captain Rook here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we luck here down in the muck here under the sea. So, obviously, a lot of little glitches there too, but it'll take a day or two. It'll grow in. I know it will. It always does. So far. I get every once in a while worried this will be the time that it doesn't, and I'm, you know, stuck with whatever's going on that time. But so far, every time grows a little more.
know a dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows. And the dreamer is just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind him, never knowing what's in store. Makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird up on the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside, let the water strip away, till what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you stand upon the shoreline, say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. But the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel. The river runs dry. The river runs dry.
All right, well, it's 1 o'clock. It's pup o'clock. So I better go take care of the pups. Thanks for listening, anyone who did. If you came in the middle and you are interested in all in the storyline as opposed to the music, you might want to go back to the beginning because there is a significant storyline at the top of the tape. But as I said again, thanks for listening, anyone who did. I probably will be archiving this show rather than letting it roll off like I usually do. It will probably be in the WSHR directory because I think this one is an interesting piece. It's not something the average listener is ever going to want to listen to, but it's an interesting piece of a view into my mind. And if I were ever telling a psychiatrist to look over my life, I think this show would be a really good thing to listen to. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great day.